Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Hiroshima by John Hersey, narrated by George Guidel. This work is copyrighted 1946-1986 by John Hersey. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books. And now, Hiroshima.
Chapter 1. A Noiseless Flash. At exactly 8:15 in the morning, on August 6, 1945, Japanese time, at the moment when the atomic bomb flashed above Hiroshima, Miss Toshiko Sasaki, a clerk in the personnel department of the East Asia Tin Works, had just sat down at her place in the plant office and was turning her head to speak to the girl at the next desk. At that same moment, Dr. Masakuzu Fuji was settling down cross-legged to read the Osaka Asahi on the porch of his private hospital overhanging one of the 7 deltaic rivers which divide Hiroshima. Mrs. Hatsuyo Nakamura, a tailor's widow, stood by the window of her kitchen, watching a neighbor tearing down his house because it lay in the path of an air raid defense fire lane. Father Wilhelm Kleinsorge, a German priest of the Society of Jesus, reclined in his underwear on a cot on the top floor of his order's 3-story mission house, reading a Jesuit magazine, Stimmen der Zeit. Dr. Terufumi Sasaki, a young member of the surgical staff of the city's large modern Red Cross hospital, walked along one of the hospital corridors with a blood specimen for a Wasserman test in his hand.